Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Friday edition of The Cave Show. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. Oh, boy. What are we going to get into today? I don't know. There's absolutely nothing to talk about. There was no Thursday Night Football. Oh, wait, yes, there was. There are no upcoming games. Oh, wait, yes, there are. We could talk about Jalen Ramsey. We could talk about Bill Belichick. And the one thing I agree with him on, the use of analytics. Oh, smiling about that. We get into that too. And I still have some sound to give you from the ASU defensive coordinator. We'll get into that because they have a big game tonight against Cal. We got some Danny Gonzalez audio that I want to play for you as well. Numerous guests calling in today, so listen, let's just jump right into it. Let's get to it. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show with PLR. We're brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights, 4991 South Alma School to be exact. Let them know that PLR sent you. Get 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member. Get a locker that backs up directly to a humidor. And you get a lot of goodies with that membership, too. Just thought I'd let you know as a club member, there's a lot of goodies that are involved. It's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine, multitude of televisions, NFL League Pass, Major League Baseball packages, tons of college football, NBA is about to start. No better place than to watch your favorite team in action. So get down there, check them out. Let them know PLR sent you, and they will tune you up for 10% off of your cigar purchase. Thank you for joining. This is The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Call-in number is 917-889-7888. 828. Tell you what, let's open up these phones before we get some guests starting to call in. I definitely want to hear from you guys out there, especially with a lot going on. I do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is The Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul. It's Lou.
Lou, what up, buddy? How are you?
As well as it can be, Paul. One thing I forgot to mention this week, I had a passing of a family member, so that's why I'm a little bit off this week. So,
oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. Prayers
to
you and your family.
Yeah, my aunt passed away Monday afternoon.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Definitely sorry to hear
Monday
that.
Monday morning. Pardon me.
Well, our prayers go out to you and your family, sir.
All right, so is Ramsey going to play or is he not going to play? I mean, congratulations, you're a dad for the second time, first of all. But, you know, with his back injury, you know, I don't know. You know, this seems like a question mark to me.
I'll tell you what his back injury is. He hasn't been able to back that Brinks truck up yet. That's the
back
injury.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. You know what? It's not a matter of when he gets out of Jacksonville. It's a matter of when he's going to get out of Jacksonville. And, look, Tom Coughlin, you can talk about all the stuff he did in New York, winning Super Bowls with that style of management, with everything he did well back then. And I still think you can still be kind of a part of some of that. But let's just be real. Those days are kind of coming to an end where you do what I tell you. You don't talk back. You don't say anything. How dare you talk about your needs. How dare you not show up for voluntary, you know, mini camp? I dare you. This is what we. You're not putting the team before you, and I, or, you know, you're not putting the team first. You're worried
right.
about yourself. And you know what, Lou? I agree with that. I agree in football. You have to. You have to have a certain, you know, deal with where the team comes. But a football said this to me a long, long time ago, and I've stuck with this quote ever since then. You always put the team first, but when you retire, does the team put that into your checking account?
No, they don't.
So as much as you want to put the team first, you do have to get your money while you can get your money.
Right.
It's not like the team is going back, making a post-deposit for you. Like, you know what? Dang, I remember when Jalen Ramsey really put the team before his own needs. So go ahead and kick in an extra $15 million into his checking account. They're not doing that. So
no.
I'm kind of torn on this. You know, it's a lot of football players, I'm telling you, wish they were 3 inches taller and could dribble.
Mm-hmm.
Because those checks are guaranteed in the NBA. And they're not getting hurt at the clip that NFL players are getting hurt. So I'm just curious to see, you know, what happens with this. But he's gone, my man. It's just a matter of when. He's gone.
Right. He should be. And the late, you know, and just when the Lakers were coming all together, well, now Kuzma is out with an injury. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks. That team just can't hold together.
Yeah, it may even be more. Who knows? It could be longer. Stress fractures and foot, you cannot rush back from those at all. You know, and I know he's not your prototypical big man and that he's not 7 feet tall and what have you. But once you get to be a certain height, when you start getting stress fractures in your feet, sometimes that leads down a road that you just don't want to go down. And I think long run for the season, it doesn't kill the Lakers just because it's early.
Doesn't
which
help
is a blessing for them. No, it doesn't help them, but you know what? I'd rather have them hurt 2 or 3 weeks into the season than 2 or 3 weeks to end the season.
Oh,
so it's just a matter of spending time with the team and getting to know each other. I just worry, though, that, you know, this is a team that has to bond together. Again, a lot like last year, a lot of new faces, and they got to get some chemistry together. So we'll see what happens. I'm not necessarily on that bandwagon that the Lakers are automatically going to win everything. I think they'll compete for everything, but they all – have a lot of injuries, and they always, you know, the team is getting older.
Yeah.
This isn't a young team, so we'll see.
Any thoughts on King Felix?
Incredible player. I don't think anyone is going to pick him up. The Mariners moving on from him.
Yeah.
I think that's a wrap. I think he goes into the Hall of the really very good. And I do not think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think 169
Ooh.
Victories get you into
yeah.
the Hall of Fame. You know,
no,
he had two super seasons, and then three or four good seasons. But 169
right.
wins, well, you can't get in with 169.
No,
I know this isn't the era of. You know, 300 wins anymore and all that, but
right.
you can't get
you
in.
You gotta get
with
at least
that.
200.
I would even almost say 250.
Okay, 250. You got me there.
You know, I mean, am I off? I mean, you tell me. Am I expecting too much?
No, I think maybe I would just be a little bit, you know, underestimating. I think 250 is right. 200, yeah, it's more
I'm
complex these
back.
Days.
I'm looking back at his pitching career, and I know sometimes you tail off at the end, but even the year
yes.
that he won the Cy Young, even that year, Lou, he was 13-12.
Yeah, and what's his name from the Mets was only 10-9, and he won the Cy Young last year. Now that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was ridiculous too. But when I go back and I look at King Felix's record, and I know he was dominant, and I don't want to hear that he played for Seattle from King Felix fans. I'm sorry, that's the hand you were dealt. But you played for Seattle. But 12-14, 14-7, 9-11, 19-5, that was his best pitching decision slash year. Then 13-12, Cy Young. 14-14, 13-9, 12-10, 15-6, 18-9, good year, 11-8, and then 6-5, 8-14, 1-8. I'm sorry, you're not getting in.
Forget it.
I can't do it. And then, okay,
no.
maybe if I looked at it and I said, wow, maybe if he had 3,000 strikeouts, I could maybe go, okay, well, maybe he ended up with 2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't put you in with that.
No.
You know, I like now, and then you flip it, and I look at CC Sabathia. In my mind, he's in.
He should be.
He to me, he's a lock. This day and age, where no one's getting the 300 anymore, he has, you know, 250 wins, 3,000 strikeouts, a couple World Series. To me, he's in. That's
yeah. I think you're right.
So, just my thoughts.
All right, we got time to do football, or you got to go?
I got a couple guys. What did you want to do, my friend?
Our predictions.
Oh yeah, no, I got to jump before we do that because I got a guest coming up in about 3 minutes. I know we wouldn't get through them. But I tell you what, let's do this. I want you to give me, as I look at this, give me your top three picks, the games you're going to watch, and who's going to win it. Let's do that.
Well, depending on, you know, what happens with the rest of the weekend, we'll have to, you know, see about that. So let me go down here to the NFL schedule. All right. Come on, you dummy. All right, there we go. Okay, for starters. All right, I'm going to go with – here's a good one, New England at Buffalo. Now, this one looks like a tough game.
Whoa.
Hey, come on. I think we got the game of the week here. Hey, you know what? I'm saying Buffalo.
You're picking Buffalo over New England.
That's right.
Just straight up. You're not even
straight
taking
up.
Points.
Nope.
And what makes you say that, just out of curiosity?
Buffalo is a lot better, is a lot tougher at home, and I think they can beat New England at home. Enough said.
Even though they're without Devin Singletary at running back, and even though the Patriots pretty much own them as a team.
Yeah. Not barely, though. In New England, yes. Buffalo, no. So I'm going with that. All right. This one will be kind of a laugher. Dallas, the Cowboys, and the Saints. I think without Breeze, the Saints aren't going anywhere, so I'm going to go with Dallas on that one.
Hold on. Isn't Dallas your team?
Yes.
Wait a second. As Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. Is this a pick or is this a homer pick?
No, I'm still going with them. Without Breeze, they got nothing.
So you're not sold on what Teddy Bridgewater did up in Seattle last
nope.
week? Wow. Well, let me tell you this real quick. That not only do I have the games in front of me, are you saying outright win, or are you saying that they're going to cover the 2.5 points? Because you
they're
are going to
murder them.
Wow. So an
let's just say it'll be a breeze for Dallas.
Oh, you went there. And it's the Sunday night game. It's the Sunday night game. And you're saying outright, forget the points. Just take Dallas and the win.
Hell yeah. All right. This one, tough one figuring out here. The Raiders and I was trying to think about that one.
Tell, tell me. Please tell me. Now, wait a second. Wait a second. Let me go back to this. Is this an outright win? Or are you saying Indianapolis will not be able to cover 7 points?
I think Indy will cover.
So you're going with Indy and the 7?
Yes.
Wow. You know, this is John Gruden. This is a genius.
I know.
This is a person who has Derek Carr throwing everybody in the yard. And you think they're going to go into Indianapolis and lose by more than 7?
Oh, wait. No, let me take that back. They'll win, but it'll be under that. Less than 7.
It'll be under, okay. So take Oakland and the points.
Yes.
Now, you realize if Oakland loses this game, they go 1-3.
Right.
And I'm not saying they're done in the division, but they're done in the division anyway.
Right.
That'll probably done them for the playoffs as well.
Yeah, because now we turn the corner on 1/4 of the season. So
there is one team though that I do want to ask you about before I got to jump on you.
Yes,
the Chargers are going to Miami. Miami's a 15.5-point dog. Can Miami win this game? Can they cover this game, or do we get the same old Dolphins?
Cover the win? No. Cover? Yes.
Why do you think they can cover? They haven't covered a point spread all year.
Well, this is against San Diego. I'm not on front of San Diego blowing it out.
Wait. We both said it. Los Angeles Chargers.
No. You had to give me that one, didn't you, Paul?
I'm just saying. So you don't like the Chargers traveling cross country, Phillip Rivers, putting up the points?
No, I think it's gonna be more of a defensive type of game. I don't see a lot of scoring. I don't see a blowout here. So Miami's gonna cover, but no, they're gonna go 0-4. This is not gonna be a Dolphins year at all.
Will the Dolphins be the first team? And I'm gonna ask you this again as the season goes on. Will they be the first team in the history of the NFL to win all their games and then also lose all their games?
Well, that's different years, you know. We're talking back in 72 when they won all their games. This is really different. But, no, I don't see it happening. I think maybe they'll win a couple of games, you know, like in midseason. But don't expect a miracle run for the playoffs.
All righty. My friend, have a blessed weekend, and prayers to you and your family in this difficult time.
But I'll be back.
Oh, wait. Can't wait, buddy.
You can't. Hey, I may be down, but I'm far from out.
I hear you, sir. Well, like I said, prayers to you and your family, and stay blessed.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good friend of the program, Lou. Sorry to hear about his loss. Let's pay a couple bills, and let's get to some ASU football.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So there's a lot of college football this weekend, too. A lot of big games on slate. Biggest game right here in the Valley is going to be ASU going to Berkeley to play Cal. This is a big game, and there's a story that will be up probably in about another 10 minutes on the sportscave.com, just to kind of preview it. ASU, it talks about ASU making this season a copy of last season. And what are they going to do to stop that? What are they going to do differently to stop that from happening? And I've spoke about this before, but basically, ASU started the year last year 2-0, played Michigan State, got ranked, everything looked great. Then they followed that with a two-game losing streak. Then they won three in a row. And then they alternated losses and wins. And they eventually ended up 7-6, and I'm counting the bowl game. They were 7-5 to end the season, going into their bowl game. Now it's 2019. And what did they do? They had one extra game before Michigan State, which they won. They went out, beat Michigan State. They got them 3-0. They got ranked. They promptly came home and lost to Colorado. And now they got a big game against Cal. After they lost to Colorado. So if they lose to Cal, they're 3-2. And then they alternate ranked teams, non-ranked teams for the rest of the season. If they beat all the non-ranked teams and lose to all the ranked teams, guess what their record's going to be? 7-5 going into a bowl game. Now, one could say, hey, the difference is they're doing this with a really young team. Freshman quarterback, freshman center, freshman offensive lineman, young defense, veteran secondary, but kind of young up front. So technically, this is a better season because they're doing it with younger guys. But I say the results are the same. 7-5 still gets you the Vegas Bowl or Sun Bowl or one of those other crappy bowl games that's played before you really want to play your good bowl games. I mean, I think it's incredible that you take a Herm Edwards, where everyone said was done, it was finished, he was away from the game too long, to come in here, get his system in, do a hell of a job recruiting, and do all that. But at the end of the day, the production is the same production. And I mean the production between the wins and the losses from last year to this year. So what does ASU have to do to change that, to stop that from happening? So what did they do last year? Well, they proved they could beat a really good team last year when they beat Michigan State. They did. And I'm not talking Pac-12 really good because you got to win your conference games. But they proved they could go outside of their conference and throw punches with a team that's known for throwing haymakers. They did it again this year. They went back up to Michigan State, and they threw punches again. But now they got to throw those punches in conference. They got to prove that Michigan State isn't Bobby Hurley's Kansas in basketball. They've got to prove that in conference, they can take care of business at home and on the road. And I think this whole season, I really believe it, and I could be 100% wrong, but I really believe this season for ASU starts with this game tonight and how they perform tonight against Cal. I think if they beat Cal, what they're saying is we can compete in this conference against anyone, anywhere, anytime. Because it's great that they can do it against Michigan. Michigan is not a Pac-12 team. They've got to win the Pac-12 South. So you got to win the games in your conference to do that. And I'll be honest with you, ranking-wise, it looks great to beat Michigan State. It looks fantastic. But if we're really being honest and truthful, they would be better off winning every conference game, losing to Michigan State, than beating Michigan State and losing two or three conference games. Because they're already 0-1 in their conference. And they're 0-1 in their South. Can't do that. We heard from Rob Likens the other day. I think it's time that we hear from the other side of the ball and listen to what Danny Gonzalez has to say about what he thinks about in defense and scheming and planning and what you have to do to get these young guys ready to play.
Players win games, coaches don't win games. And if they're not ready and prepared, then it's the coaches during the week. It's something that we didn't do to have them at their most ready moment. And I'll go down saying that forever. I truly believe that. I mean, you got to give players the best opportunity. I thought going in, the game plan, from what we've done the first 3 weeks of the season, there was a lot of stunts that were going to work with that stuff, and we were running those things early. On the front side of some of those things, they were cutting off our linemen where they were cut blocking them, which the first 2 weeks of the season, they were doing the same thing. We were running through them. We weren't. And so you can take two roles. You can beat your head against the wall and tell them to keep doing it, or you can try and find something that's going to give them a little bit better chance. And so we made some adjustments to give them a little bit better chance. Some of the things we didn't change what we were doing, we changed how we were doing it. And in the second half, they got a little bit better at it. But when you make some of those adjustments, if you haven't practiced them over and over, their block reactions and stuff becomes different.
Well, there you have it. You can make adjustments, but if you haven't practiced or been in those situations, it doesn't always work. I want to pick ASU tonight. It's my team. It's my school. But I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is going to be a tough one. But this is the one they have to win. They win this one, the confidence comes immediately back. I think they take off. I definitely think they get Washington State next week. And instead of going into that game saying, we got to win to be 4-2. You're looking at that win saying, okay, if you beat Washington State, you're now 5-1. 2 games away from a bowl, a guaranteed bowl nomination, and now that's not a worry 4 weeks down the line. And you're looking at film to show you things that worked, not things you got to do better. I think it changes the whole mentality. And this is one of the things we'll talk about on Tuesday. Monday will be a best of show. I apologize. I forgot to mention that earlier. Monday is media day for the Phoenix Suns, so we will definitely be in the house. So Tuesday's show will actually be an hour and a half. Repeat that one more time. Tuesday's show will actually be 1.5 hours, a 90-minute show to get in all the stuff and all the sounds that we'll have from Monday, as well as wrapping up the D-backs home and season finale. Got Mia Chambers, the one and only, scheduled to give us a call here shortly. Jump out, pay a couple bills. We'll get right back. Talk a little NFL football. Get the picks of the weekend right after that. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School, that's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So we have a whole chubby list of NFL picks to get to. We're definitely going to get to those as well. Just a couple quick things I want to talk about. Really, really quickly before we pick these football games. Bill Belichick said something about analytics. And honestly, I smiled my butt off. Not an analytic guy. He's not. And his quote that's on the four letter, he says, I'm not saying It's a gut thing. It's an individual analysis based on the things that are pertinent to the game and that situation. I don't really care what happened in 1973 and what those teams did or didn't do. I don't really think that matters in this game, or 83 or 90. Pick out whatever you want. It's not really my thing, and I like math too, by the way. Now, according to the four letters, it says the Patriots rely on analytics for other parts of their football operations, such as technology, scouting, and contracts. Ernie Adams, one of Belichick's longtime confidants, serves as the team football research director. See, here's where I think it all gets mistaken. Everyone uses analytics a little bit. Everyone does. But Bill Belichick, who's winning rings, is not going to be beholden to it's third and three, and analytics say we should run right. No, he's going to do what he thinks he should do. And damn it, the Patriots are probably going to win that game. And that's a perfect segue, because there's no bigger Patriots fan in the world than the host of Gameplay, the one, the only, Mia Chambers. Chambers, what's shaking?
I'm back on it. Back live in the studio. What's up, man?
So, I'm getting tired of you. Let me just go ahead and get that.
Why?
I'm getting tired of you. So, so you're about to get on a private jet, and
about to,
as they say, as old people say, and trace your ass again, the parts unknown. I'm getting sick of you. I don't want to hear about you watching football with drinks with umbrellas in it. Nobody wants to hear that.
Exactly. That's how I'll be. I hope they have Wi-Fi so I could do my show next week too. I'm hoping the hotel I'm staying at though is the best one there, so they better have some Wi-Fi.
See, this is again. I'm tired of you. Her biggest problem next week, while she's drinking drinks with umbrella, her biggest problem is trying to figure out if a major hotel has Wi-Fi. She knows damn well they're going to have Wi-Fi.
You know they better for as much money as they're paying. They better.
Oh, wow. The private jet right there. Why don't you just go back to the private jet and watch it on the plane?
Because they got to go pick up the rest of the people. It's not just me going.
Oh, it's her people now. The hell are you, Adrian Peterson, flying everybody in?
You know, I've been known to fly a few people in from time to time.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Did you watch the show this last weekend?
Yes.
I'm
caught
up.
I have been staying caught up.
Why?
You was right about old girl. You was right about old girl.
Did I not tell you? And we're talking about Power. For everyone that doesn't know, we're about to get the picks in, but I'm talking about Power first. Why did they kill Proctor? Proctor was my dude.
Exactly. He ain't do nothing wrong. He just trying to save his poor life and then ended up losing it anyway.
I tell you this, he should have took a shooting class. Because he shot
right,
my man
he
in Harlem Nights.
Exactly.
Pow, pow.
And he sure did miss a whole bunch of times.
I mean, he didn't even graze Tommy.
I think, you know, it's all made for TV, but they should have at least, like, made it interesting.
At least let him shoot him in the pinky.
Yeah, something. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why. Not even like a graze, nothing.
Nothing. All right, so let's get into these picks really quick. Last night, did you see that game last night? What the hell is up with
you know?
Green Bay?
It's like the games that they should win, they don't, and the games that they should not win, they do.
I'm with you.
I was just disgusted with their performance last night. They started out okay. They had glimpses of, you know, greatness, but you know, it was very short lived. I think it was like, oh, we could be great, but we're not.
Let me ask you this question real quick before we pick. What the hell is it with these new coaches? You got four downs. You're within. You're 3 yards in. Why do you pass four times in a row? We saw Cleveland do this ridiculous BS the other night. Run
yeah.
the ball. At least once, run the ball.
Obviously, they don't believe in their running backs. I mean, clearly, because I don't understand why you wouldn't give them the ball when you're inside the 10-yard line. It doesn't make sense.
Inside the 10, inside the 3.
I mean, I'm just saying, it doesn't make sense. You know, that's another Pete Carroll call.
You have five. That was a nice shot, by the way. You have five guys weighing over 1,500 pounds. This is the one time where fat is beautiful. And you won't get behind those fat guys and look at them and say, get me 3 feet. Why? Why is everything cute?
I tell you, they don't believe in their running backs.
But they have running backs. That's my point. I could see if they had no running back. Cleveland has Nick Chubb. They spent a high draft pick on him. They have to get Williams here. You don't run if you
maybe
don't
they're
run
not
from
maybe they're not confident in their offensive plays you know that are running plays. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that because it doesn't make logical sense. So we're trying to figure out you know stuff that's not ever going to make sense. So we're always going to be baffled by these things because they don't make sense.
In the last 3 weeks, I've seen Cleveland refuse to run. I've seen Green Bay refuse to run. I've seen the Bears.
Well, I'm just
going to
tell you, none of these teams are going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, no, because some of these teams will, though. Green Bay has a chance to make the playoffs. I've seen the Bears.
Yeah, they have a chance,
but
not if they don't start running the ball. If they think they're going to pass all game long and they think they're going to make it, they're not. That's what I'm saying to you. Yes, everybody has potential to go, but you have to be able to play accordingly throughout the season. And if this is how you're going to play, you're not making it. I'm sorry.
And I saw the Bears run, and guess what? Guess who they ran with? They run with their number one or with their number highest rated draft pick. That's the running back. No, they run with David Montgomery.
The Bears
they
just need
Mike
to put
Davis.
Defense on both ends of the ball.
You ain't lying. Did they run with Mike Davis? No. You know what they ran with? Cordell Patterson. They decided to run with the wide receiver.
Exactly. But he's good for running plays. He could switch it up on you. I like that kid.
I don't want a number 80 running a ball when I got
a running back.
I just don't get these new coaches. This is why I like Bill Belichick even more after today. Because they're all getting
cute. Because he sticks to the plan. It's all about fundamentals.
Everybody want to be cute. Everybody want to be a model. Nobody want to be a captain.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Listen.
All right.
We don't change the way we do things. That's why we continue to win while all these other teams are trying to figure it out. Maybe they should follow our philosophy.
Man, I told my team, I know they're kids, but I told my basketball team, the next kid I see shoot a three, when he has an open drive to the lane for a layup, he will sit on the bench with me for the rest of his life. I don't do that cute stuff.
Don't be mean to these poor little kids, Paul. They don't know better.
Pulled up and shot a three. Steph Curry don't play for me.
Yeah, I agree.
I call that the Steph effect. Okay, Tennessee goes to Atlanta. Tennessee talked all that smack after they beat Cleveland.
Bro.
And now they're
one
done
hit wonder.
Nothing.
One hit wonder. Exactly, one hit wonder.
They wanted to shut up Cleveland. Well, I'm with you. Give me Atlanta. And even I don't like betting on Matty Ice, but give me Atlanta.
Yeah, me.
New England goes to Buffalo. And I know you're going to pick, but before you pick, Buffalo always plays them tough. And if I'm not mistaken, Buffalo's gotten them in Buffalo two out of the last 3 years, and Buffalo's defense looks really good.
But also, remember we played them game 16, and we didn't even have those starters in, so you can't really count that.
Okay. Well, that's what I said, two out of the last 3 years. In Buffalo, it's not. They're not a gimme. I don't think this is going to be a rollover game.
No, I didn't say it was going to be an easy game, but that's why the spread is so low. That's why they're only favored by 7 or 7.5, whatever it is. But New England's still going to win. I mean, Buffalo is good. Buffalo's probably their defense probably going to give them a little hiccup or two, but New England's not losing to Buffalo. I'm sorry.
Kansas City goes to Detroit.
Kansas City.
Is that 7 points? And whenever I see 7.5, 8 points, that means it's 11 at home if they were to play in Kansas City. I just don't think the
right.
point Even though the defense is bad, I don't think they can keep up with KC. Oakland goes to Indy.
I like the Colts.
Do you like them? I know you like them heads up. Do you like them to cover 7?
No. I like them. I like them to win, though.
Okay.
Money
line. The L.A. Chargers go to Miami. Not only are
you
they there, Miami again, though, is a double-digit dog. This time they're a 15.5-point dog. Two questions.
I think Miami is going to be a double-digit dog for the rest of the season, is what I think. But that doesn't mean they're not going to keep up. They showed a little spark, you know, last week. They scored 10 points, which is, you know, better than zero.
Stop.
What? I'm giving them some credit.
Do you think they can cover against the Chargers, who always manage to do something stupid in games that they should win?
Yes, I think they can cover against the Chargers, but I think the Chargers are going to win. I don't think the Chargers are going to cover. Chargers never cover.
The Skins go to
they
New
never
York
do.
Play the Giants.
I like the Redskins. Well, you know what? I think the Giants are going to win, but I don't think they're going to cover either.
Yeah, I don't like the Redskins at all. I think they're still going to be salty.
Yeah, but
the
Redskins are a little sneaky. You know what I'm saying? The Redskins are a little sneaky. They like to score points in garbage time. They like to score on predictable touchdowns. So, you never really
Cleveland
know.
Cleveland goes to Baltimore.
No, I'm going to take Baltimore on this one. Cleveland has not impressed me this season.
Undrafted free agent quarterback. He started twice, once last season, once this season. Kyle Allen takes Carolina into Houston, played Deshaun Watson.
I don't trust Houston to cover, but I like Houston to win this game outright.
Tampa and Jameis going to L.A. to play the Rams.
The Rams are definitely going to win against the interception king.
You call that man. At least he's a king of something, right?
Right, king.
Yeah.
You know, at least you're a king in something.
Yeah, you're a king, yeah. Seattle comes down here to the AZ to play
Kyler Murray and the Seattle.
Wow, that was crazy.
You know, I like Arizona. I like the spark that they seem to show, but I don't think they definitely don't have enough to beat Seattle, and Seattle's coming off of a crazy loss, and so they're going to be ready for some blood.
Just disrespect. Backful. Jacksonville goes to Denver to play Flacco and the Broncos.
You know, I don't like Denver at all, but, you know, the way the Jacksonville Jaguars are falling apart right now, you know, when I talked to you a little bit about this the other day, I think I, you know, might have to go with Denver at home. But
this is my lock of the week. I could be dead wrong, but if Denver's ever going to win a game, that Fangio defense is going to play their butts off against Jacksonville. Fournette whining on offense about his touches. He can't even stay healthy. So I'd tell him to shut the hell up. Stay healthy first. But then Jalen Ramsey is out. Congratulations to birth of his second child. He is nowhere near the team. It's not a matter of when he gets or if he gets traded. It's when does he get traded.
He's just tired of losing. Yeah, exactly. He's just tired of losing. Poor kid. He wants a ring.
You know what sounds funny, though, James? I don't think he's just tired of losing. I think he's tired of the way Jacksonville loses. And I know
that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Stick with me when I say this. 2 years ago, they had an incredible defense, and they went up to New England. And I know all those New England fans' cheeks were clenching for a while because they were playing well. And when they took a knee going into halftime, with Blake Bortles as quarterback, I was like, they're scared New England's going to come back and win this game. And, of course, New England came back and won the game. But when you have to play defense to protect your quarterback, that tells you something. And they then gave away last year, and then your quarterback gets hurt the first game this year, and you're still not doing the things you take to win. This team falling apart. Lock of the week, 3 points. Dallas goes to New Orleans.
You know, this is probably the hardest game to choose right now because it's like I want to say Dallas, but the way the Saints played last week, I don't know. I'm going to take Dallas, but don't be surprised if the Saints pull this one out.
Second lock of the week. Dallas is going to beat the breaks off New Orleans.
I don't think I'm going to beat the breaks off them.
Breaks. There won't be breaks.
They had some trouble with Miami last week, so we'll see what happens.
And everyone has trouble sometimes. They went into halftime. They got cussed out. They came back out, and they put it on them. They won't have that same concentration problem against New Orleans. No one, they're not going into New Orleans and listening to those whiny-ass Saints fans, the whiniest-ass fans in the league. They're going to go in there, and Dallas is the most complete team in the NFC. They can run. They can pass. They can defend. Their special teams is good. Zeke Elliott goes for about 130. You know what? Damn it. Denver ain't my lock of the week. Dallas is now. I just changed. Just
you
that fast,
help.
I changed. The Bears host Minnesota.
You know, I'm taking the Vikings here. I know you're a Bears fan and all, but I'm taking the Vikings.
Hey, who plays quarterback?
Unless the Bears defense is playing on both sides of the ball, then I'm taking the Vikings.
Who's playing quarterback for the Vikings?
What's his name? Kirk something.
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Give me the Bears.
Yep, give me the Bears. Yep, give me the
I mean, yeah,
Kirk
the
Cousins
defense. Yeah, that's what I said. As long as the defense is on both sides of the ball, because Trubisky can't count on that guy.
Threw three touchdowns last week.
It was a fluke.
Let me count them again for you. One, two, three. Let me count them backwards. 3, 2, 1.
You know you don't even believe
in
your own team.
Uno, dos, tres. Want me to switch to Spanish?
Yes, please. Because I don't understand foreign languages. Yes, please.
And a Monday night game that I can't believe I'm going to say I don't even care to watch. Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to take Cincinnati, unfortunately, but this is like a horrible game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers just because I live with a Steelers fan, and I still don't trust
Cincinnati. Oh, yeah, you better take the Steelers. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, and I still don't trust the Bengals and Andy Dalton.
Where are they playing? In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh.
No, I'm still taking the Bengals.
Yeah, he doesn't have A.J. Green yet, and it's him. And even though Joe Mixon is nixed up, and I think Giovanni Bernard plays in the NFL just because he's got a cool name, because he's not that good as a running back. So I'll take Pitts. What about a tie? Can I pick a tie?
No. No.
No? All right. Then give me Pittsburgh.
No. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, give
me Pittsburgh. Happy life.
Yeah, give me Pittsburgh. What the hell?
Yeah, give me Pittsburgh. All right. What the heck?
All right, well, you fly safe.
Got to tally up next week.
Yeah, I think we picked almost every game the same, though. The only differences we had were I picked the Bears, and you went all sacrilege on me.
Right.
And as I'm looking at the paper, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think everything else are the same except for the last game. I'm taking the Bengals. You're taking Steelers.
No. In Dallas. I took Dallas.
I took Dallas, too. I just said they wasn't going to cover.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, hell, it's only 2 points.
Yeah, no.
Wait, you got to win it by an extra point?
Oh, maybe. No, I said I'm taking Dallas, but don't be surprised if the Saints pull this one out. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? 1 point. You want them to lose by.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was so low.
Yeah, no, I got Dallas in a flat-out blowout win. Blowout.
Oh, okay. Blowout. Right. I don't know about all that.
And then before you go, does ASU win in Cal tonight? You going homer? Or you got Cal?
Yeah, no, I'm going with my home team.
All right, then.
I'm
going to
pray. I'm going to pray hard.
Listen, I'm going to be watching that game on my phone. The boys got a football game tonight, but it's on ESPN.
Yeah.
So I got the ESPN app on the phone. So
me
I'm gonna be
too.
Split. You know, I'm watching here. My sons, well, Amir's, they're playing a team that's not very good, so they're going to knock the butts off these little 8-year-olds, send them home crying. And I know Paul Jr. and his team will do well, so that's all another story. I shouldn't wish for little kids to lose like that, should I? I shouldn't say little kids going to get their doors blown off. These little kids. But, all right, Chambers.
All right.
Fly safe.
I will. And I'll hit you up once I get out of the country.
Yeah. On that note, go ahead and tell everybody your Twitter and your Instagram real quick, because I'm about to hang up on you. I'm out the country.
You guys can follow me on Instagram. I'm always live, official_BB_C. And you can catch me on Twitter, the same name, official_Mimi_C. Thanks for listening, guys. You know my picks are always great. If they have Wi-Fi, then you can catch my show next week, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if not, I'll do a best of. We'll run the best of show for you, so they'll still hear your lovely voice while you're drinking Mai Tais and all those other cool drinks. All right. I'll let you be safe.
All right. Later, Paul.
All right. Later. Get on my nerves. Always flying somewhere. Having fun while the rest of us slaving over here. Slaving. One more commercial, 15 seconds, we're going to wrap this show up.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
So, I've given you the locks. I've given you the picks. Chambers gave you picks. We talked to Luke, good friend of the program, he gave you picks. We know what we have to do in the NFL. We know what we have to do in college football. You have everything you need for the weekend. Monday, Best Of Show. We will be back live, ready to go with the 90-minute show on Tuesday. Social media, at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Again, that's the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. At the Sports Cave, Caves with the K, thesportcave.com, Caves with the K, again, thesportcave.com. Get me on the Twitter directly at PLR on Sports. A lot of stuff to get into next week on Tuesday. We will be here, we will be live, we'll be ready to go. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Don't forget next Thursday is Cigars with the Cave Show at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Until next week, everyone, have a great football weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be good to each other. This has been the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, take care.